The song is Comfort Zone. The musician is Dan Neal, who joins me in the Saturday Cafe. Dan, welcome to the cafe.
Thanks, Frank. Happy to be here.
It's wonderful to have you all this time. What gets you out of your comfort zone as a musician or as a person or as a performer?
Well, let's see. There are the obvious basic things like breaking a string in the middle of a song or realizing suddenly that your guitar, which was in tune just a short time ago, has randomly, as if it had a volition of its own, chosen, in spite of all your care and love, to go badly out of tune. But, you know, the song, I originally called that song Fear because it's about all the things that we really want to do, but we don't do because we're afraid, and our fear has no solid basis in reality. You're just afraid of things that are unknown. And so the song is a way of encouraging people, including myself, to reach out, to extend yourself. And so it's interesting that our political scene in the last 8 years has been one dominated by the theme of fear. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing, of course, is that people are rejecting fear. People are choosing hope. So in a way, the song is about hope and erasing personal boundaries so that you can have a fuller, richer life experience.
It must have been pretty terrifying 4 years back when you decided to leave your day job, as it were, to become a full-time musician. You were a lawyer and a public defender up until then.
Yes, but I don't want to leave you with the impression that I have completely abandoned that pursuit. I'm afraid that I still am an active participant in the practice of law, still do some public defender work, although I definitely have cut back to pursue my passion for music.
Okay. One of the things that I noted on the first album, you were almost picking characters and telling stories of people from that part of your life. There's less of that and more of, I guess, less unsung heroes and more unsung concepts on the new album. The song, you know, Comfort Zone, the song about preparing for death, you're talking about or singing about things that people are reluctant to think about, much less talk about.
I think that's a really solid observation. It's true. In the first album, when The Big Picture Fades, I was wanting to tell stories and had some pretty funny ones, some pretty crazy yarns there.
Corey Pond, for instance.
Yes. I think you can still listen to that song on my website for people who want to hear a pretty funny story to rock music. It's hard to top Corey Pond. You have to listen to the song to know what I'm talking about, and we're on air. So I think decorum prohibits me from giving away too much of that song. But I think it's a pretty common pattern. The more you think about songs, think about things that are important, you write about them. And so, God, I hate to think that I'm actually becoming more mature in my old age, but it might be true.
Perhaps even more profound. What a terrible thought.
Thanks.
We should perhaps play one of these more mature, profound songs.
Okay, I'll play Tunnel of Light then. How's that sound?
That would be good.
Sometimes I'm searching while I'm sitting in my chair. My quest goes undetected. All you see is my blank stare. I've had a few epiphanies. You never know when they might arrive. Sometimes they just disappear. Sometimes they change my life. All of our days are numbered, and your reaper might not be grim. There's a tunnel of light, it's a-coming, waiting at the very end. A tunnel of light, bring me comfort, dazzle me with your glow. Tunnel of light, show me mercy, when it's time for me to go. Thank you. one thing we know about tunnels, there's a way in and a way out. You go where the tunnel takes you, maybe that's what it's all about. Well, I don't know much about karma, but when I make mistakes, I take the blame. So remember when you make your choices, all tunnels are not the same. All of our days are numbered, and your reaper might not be grim. There's a tunnel of light that's a-coming, waiting at the very end. A tunnel of light, bring me comfort, dazzle me with your glow. Tunnel of light, show me mercy when it's time. A tunnel of light, bring me comfort, oh, won't you dazzle me with your glow. A tunnel of light, show me mercy when it's time for me to go.
My guest on the Saturday Cafe today is Dan Neal. He's performing tonight at The Shed. And I have to say, The Shed is known for very big-name touring musicians, and this is at least the second time you've played there. How did you get connected with it? How did they find you or you find them?
Well, the some of the people who run OFAM were exposed to my music, and they asked me to play. And the first show went very well. That was back in April of 07. And in fact, I was blown away by what they wrote about me in the, I'll call them liner notes, the content that they write on the back of those promotional cards that they send out and the information they put on their web. They, I mean, I was really honored, first of all, tremendously honored that they would invite me to play there. And then to comment on my music in a way that showed they thought that it had, you know, a lot of depth, a lot of worthwhile lyrical content. I guess they weren't listening to Koi Pond, or they chose to disregard that.
Okay, we have to tell people, if we're going to keep making references to Koi Pond, it's a passive-aggressive revenge story in which the main character gets even with an abusive neighbor by micturating in his Koi Pond,
causing the untimely demise of the much-prized fish of the ill-tempered neighbor.
Okay, enough of the Koi Pond. We should perhaps talk about your band. Your mother was actually in a big band, and so in a way you're emulating her by having a humongous big band at your Shed performance tonight. Who's playing with you, and how'd this come together?
Well, first there are the local guys who I've played with for a long time, Matt Tretter, wonderful keyboard player who's actually on the Shed staff. He's been working there as an instructor for the last year or so. And Pete Berger, percussionist. And then there's some musicians from farther afield. There's Greg Sokolovsky, fantastic guitar player from Portland, who happens to be my cousin. And then a couple of old friends of mine who I grew up playing in rock bands with in Salem, Oregon, both of whom have been musicians in L.A. ever since those days. And I asked them to come, and I'm just so happy that they agreed to make the trip. We'll pull a few old surprises out of our bag of tricks from long ago for part of the show. And then, you know, one of them, Gary White, is a great guitarist, and the other one, Brent Nelson, is top-notch vocalist who has toured internationally with many, many artists. He was on the road for a couple of years with Leon Russell and Tanya Tucker, and actually is a good enough vocalist that the Beach Boys had him come into the studio to help them with vocals. Who knew that they needed help?
Help as in voice training, or help as in sweetening the harmony by adding another voice to the mix?
Sweetening the harmony. He has a very pure voice and an excellent sense of pitch, and their records sound great, but I guess they decided they needed some help in the studio, and they asked Brent. Anyway, so did I, and I'm very pleased to have both him, Gary, Greg, the whole cast. And I also want to mention that the slide part that's on the song we listen to, Comfort Zone, mm-hmm. is played live by Stan Welsh, a guy who moved to Eugene a few years back and is an amazing slide player. Stan is going to play slide on a few songs, and he's going to be working the soundboard for the rest of the time. But in my last Shed show, Stan played the whole time, but he's had a little shoulder injury, but it's great to have him participate in the way he is. So we're really, really looking forward to tonight's show. I thank you very much for having me here to give me a chance to blather on about it.
Well, I really appreciate you being here. I enjoyed When the Big Picture Fades a lot. I've played it a number of times on my show and really like it. I was first introduced to the new album, which is the perfect Saturday Cafe album, Party of One. I mean, what better title for a cafe show? I just got it this last week, and there are a number of songs that I'm looking forward to playing. The show tonight at the Shed starts at 7:30.
7:30 showtime,
Shed has showtimes for people like me who can't handle the late bedtimes anymore.
You're not alone. In fact, you have a tremendous amount of company.
Well, thank you again for joining me on the cafe. We've got time for one more song, if you would be so kind.
I'd be really happy to play a song, and the song I'd like to play is one that I haven't recorded yet, but I plan to go in the studio and record it and a few more in the fall. This one has a few political observations, which, you know, I'm not immune to making those, and it's called Bailout.
So much for regulation, they didn't seem to get it right, didn't believe it was possible for so much wealth to vanish, to disappear overnight. Who is responsible? Bad government or corporate greed? Now the government's coming to the rescue to help the Fortune 500 in its hour of need. So if your name is Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, a Goldman Sachs, thank God for deficit spending, 'cause the government's got your back. Everybody needs a bailout, bailout. Hey buddy, can you spare a dime? Bailout, bailout. If your mortgage was subprime, yeah, we need a bailout, bailout. Let's help the rich ones first. Bailout, bailout, so the economy don't get worse. That's what they tell us. Lots of folks losing their homes these days, foreclosures at an all-time high, unemployment's rising, and nobody seems to know why. Well, solutions are hard to come by. They say we can't let the biggest banks go broke. Well, here's some good news for all the poor folks. They say that a rising tide lifts all boats. So many boats have capsized, all those middle class tossed overboard. Everyone could use a bailout sometimes, but how much debt can our children afford? Everybody needs a bailout, bailout. Hey buddy, can you spare a dime? Bailout, bailout. If your mortgage was subprime, yeah, we need a bailout, bailout. Let's help the rich ones first. Bailout, bailout. so the economy don't get worse. Yeah, we need a bailout, bailout. Hey, buddy, can you spare a dime? A bailout, bailout. If your mortgage was subprime, yeah, we need a bailout, bailout. Let's help the rich ones first. Bailout, bailout, so the economy don't get worse.